start out by saying who you are and where you're from.
Okay. Right. I'm Bob Spiegelman, Dr. Mm-hmm. Robert Spiegelman from Manhattan.
Okay.
And I teach at York College.
Okay.
And I'm also teach as part of the New York Council for the Humanities Speakers Program all over the state.
Okay.
Mostly talking about indigenous, environmental, developmental, and dispossession themes.
And I didn't catch your speech, but I caught the very end, and we can maybe start from there as far as the you had a map of the Marcellus Shale, and so I guess go into what you were talking about in that in part of your speech.
Well, the Marcellus Shale, Marcellus is a Roman conqueror who conquered a city-state known as Syracuse in the Punic Wars of Rome against Carthage. And Marcellus is the name of the township next to the Onondaga Reservation on the 1790 map drawn by and surveyed by the New York State Surveyor General of 50 years named Simeon DeWitt. And they named all the townships in the area called the Military Tracts after the name of Roman conquerors or Greek and Roman and English poets, removing and erasing the Indian names of the region and implanting the names of Western European classical antiquity and cultural luminaries like Marcellus or like Homer or names like that. Ithaca, for example, being from the Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcellus is the place where the outcropping of the Marcellus Shale was first observed by geologists and engineers and of the day in the late 19th century. And it was then the name given to the layer of shale that's being today subjected to a massive gold rush, namely by hydrofracking for the release of the of the natural gas that's going to yield this new bonanza and supposed better substitute for coal, et cetera, such as it's paid, and people being paid massive amounts of money to lease drilling rights in their acreage, being put to the moral test of whether or not to essentially sell out their leasing rights and the future of the neighborhood, so to speak, for the short-term profit, but which many people nonetheless desperately need in a declining economy. And it links up to my talk in that the conquistador impulse, which was carried forth by the Sullivan-Clinton campaign here in central and western New York throughout in 1779 and during the American Revolution, basically resulted in the depopulation of central and western New York, the expulsion of the Iroquois, or Haudenosaunee people, both to Canada and to the Black Creek Reservation area near Buffalo. And in the interim, their land titles still were in place. And in order to pay off soldiers in the American Revolution with Indian lands, because the federal and state governments were bankrupt, these military tracts were surveyed and laid out and given by lottery to soldiers of the American Revolution and their officers. And many soldiers, in fact, were not able to afford years later to come and occupy the lands that they got from the lotteries. And so officers and some soldiers and the big land speculators came in and bought up these lands in central New York in the military tracts area. And one of those places was named Marcellus, which turns out years later to be the very place that Marcellus Shale is seen in the outcropping. And today, lo and behold, the very same area that was a place of dispossession of native peoples and their way of life and their relationship to nature today becomes a place of endangerment, where the drilling by hydrofracking for gas in the Marcellus Shale becomes a potential menace to environmental safety of people in in our communities.
Also, did you want to perhaps talk about what you're working on currently? Or
I have a website trilogy project called thenandnow.us, which is basically a dispossession trilogy of indigenous Irish, indigenous New York tribes like the Iroquois, Haudenosaunee tribes, and also tribes in the Texas Panhandle. And there's a couple, a Victorian couple, who is the centerpiece of this project, and I used their relationship as a window onto this story of dispossession of people whose lives we normally see as disconnected, like Irish or New York Indians or Texas, Oklahoma, Plains Indians, but they're actually tremendously connected in terms of their fates by their dispossession, in this case by a couple whose immediate predecessors, and they themselves were involved in the dispossessing of people in a high Victorian lifestyle to maintain and advance that lifestyle. And so it's a kind of an epic project that I'm writing about. I've written a screenplay about it. I'm writing a book about it. I'm trying to advance that story as a kind of a back to the present and future, and to show the interconnections of dispossession in the name of civilization and progress to, in fact, the imperiling of the earth in this very day by forces similar to those in the 19th century. There's a continuum from Columbus through the Sullivan-Clinton campaign that I've mentioned here in central and western New York, to the present-day Marcellus Shale hydrofracking project. That is a continuum, I would say, ultimately, of kind of run-amok greed, short-term benefit, and pretty much a breaking of faith with the idea of a future for the children of seven generations, let alone 7 years from now or 7 months from now, as the Haudenosaunee have this value, the seven generations value, which says everything we do today needs to be assessed and weighed and undertaken with a view toward what happens down the future, down the road in seven generations. And the fundamental break with that ethos that starts with the depopulating and the uprooting and the discarding of indigenous people and their traditions, all in the name of progress and civilization, has today come full circle, and the scorched earth campaigns of the past are today threatening to scorch the earth, and it's become everybody's problem. We're at a crossroads, a threshold in which the future is not guaranteed to Homo sapiens, to human beings. Perhaps for the first time in our history, it's the biggest challenge we've ever encountered. It's largely of our doing, and the time for short-term goals and personal narcissism is really something that nobody can afford, and nature doesn't care. So if we care about our place in nature, then only reverence to nature and sustainable practices and policies and en masse and in a large scale are the only ways forward for human beings, because nature could go on without us.
You can.
My website is thenandnow.us. My website on Sullivan Clinton campaign and the Indian depopulation in New York State is sullivanclinton.com. The one about the Irish is derivay.com, and the one about the Indians and the Plains is stakedplains.com, and you can get at all of that through thenandnow.us, and my contact information should be there on the page.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Same here.